Yeah, sounds good. Okay, fine. So let's begin. Tonight's learning should be for a continued Refuah Shlema, for Shendel Devorah Bas Chayachana, for Shaul Ruvain Ben Gittel Sasha, for Shamir Ben Panina, Rafal Ben Leah, Besoch Sharchol Yisrael. And again, we continue to learn for the situation in Eretz Yisrael. We continue to learn and daven for the Chayalim, for the Chatufim, for the Cholim, and anybody else who's been affected by everything going on in Eretz Yisrael. And as we head into the month of Adar, I was just talking to my wife last night. I don't know, I feel like there's a certain mazel in the month of Adar that we're familiar with, and we hope and we daven that the mazel of Adar will help the IDF be victorious in everything that they are trying to accomplish, and we should hear Besiris Tovos and Yeshuos from Eretz Yisrael. So tonight, I want to talk, I think we mentioned last week, I want to discuss a little bit about the Kabbalah Satorah of Purim. We'll get to the well-known Gemara in Shabbos, but I want to start from a different place. We're familiar with the idea, Teshuasam Hayisa LaNetzach. Well, we sing it in different songs, different nigunim, different tunes, but their Yeshua, their victory, their salvation will be Mekayim forever. It'll last, it'll endure. And the question is, like, what does this mean? The Dafka, the Yeshua of Purim, more so than any other Yeshua, is going to endure. Now, this phrase is really based on Chazal, the Medrash and Mishlei in Parsha Tess, and it's also found in Yalkut Shimoni and Mishlei, says the following: Kol ha-moadim asidim betelim. All in the future, all of the Yamim Tovim, all of the Moadim, will eventually be batel. They'll be, we'll translate it loosely, as done away with. V'imei ha-Purim inam betelim la'olam. But the days of Purim, Yimei Purim, will never ever be batel. The Rambam reiterates this in Perek Beis Halacha Yudches in Megillah v'Chanukah. The Rambam writes the following. Again, it's almost word for word, at least the idea. Kol Sifrei Hanaviim v'Kol Aksuvim. He expands it. And based on the Yerushalmi, this isn't just, like the Medrash said, all the Moadim, all the Yomim Tovim, but the Rambam even says amazingly, Kol Sifrei Hanaviim v'Kol HaKesuvim Asidim Libatel Limos HaMashiach Chutz MiMegilas Esther. Whoa. All of Navi, all of Nach is going to, you know, completely be batel in the days of Yimos HaMashiach, except for Megillas Esther. V'harei hi kayemes kechamishei chumshei Torah u'kahalachos shel Torah shiba'al pesh ina betelim la'olam. Whoa. Says the Rambam that although everything else will be batel, Megillas Esther is going to, you know, it's going to last just like chamishei chumshei Torah. And he writes, v'afal pi shekol zichron hatzoros yivutal. And even though the zichron, the memory of all these other tzaros that we've suffered and endured throughout our history will be batel, shenemar ki nishkechu hatzaros harishonos ki nistru me'enai. Yimei ha-purim lo yibatlu, shenemar v'yimei ha-purim ha'ila. The pasuk says in Megillas Esther, Perek Tes, pasuk Chavches, 9:28. V'yimei ha-purim ha'ila lo ya'avru mitocha Yehudim. The days of Purim will never ever pass from the Jewish people. V'zichram lo yasuf mizaram. And again, their memory will never cease from their children. So says the Rambam, that Purim, the Megillas Esther, will never ever be batel. Now, first of all, what does it mean to be batel? Is just an important question to, you know, if we're learning seriously, we have to ask a question. And we talk about bitl Torah. Let's use that phrase. It's maybe a little bit more familiar to us. Oh, bitl Torah. You've heard it from a teacher or a rebbe or whatever it's been. You know, in yeshiva, often boys hear that. Oh, bitl Torah. What's bitl Torah mean? You do, like if we said all other Yom Tov are going to be batel, betelim, kol modos betelim, does that mean they're all done? They're all gone? That sounds like a little bit of an intense thing. And we know when a person doesn't learn Torah, so the Torah is still Torah. There are plenty of Sfarim I have on my dining room table right now. You know, sometimes it gets a little too much, maybe to my wife's chagrin. But Lamaisa, all the Sfarim are there. And if I, you know, whatever, and I start playing on my phone I spend too much time on WhatsApp, something like that, while I should be learning. So my Maseches Bava Metzia is still right here. The Maharal is still right here. The Mishnah Berurah is still right there. Torah is gone. It's batel. So one of my rabbis once pointed out, Rabbi Moshe Benovitz from NCSY Kola once pointed out, think of batel in a different way. The fancy English word is to nullify, but what does it mean to be nullified? So another common context in which we have this idea of bittul comes up in the kitchen sometimes. In the context of batel b'shishim, a little bit of milk falls into a big chalon. It doesn't mean that the milk's not there, but you can say it's as if it's not there. It's null. We look past it. We almost like forget about it. We act as if it's not there, but it doesn't mean that it's actually not there. Okay, so some of the mafarshim explain they not so much struggle, but they point out that it can't be that we're going to do away with all of these yamim tovim. It's just they will be, you know, on the back burner because the eventual yeshuos, the eventual nisim, you know, that we're going to experience by the times of Mashiach. So those are going to be it's going to blow everything out of the water. Yetzias Mitzrayim is going to be a drop in the bucket compared to what's eventually going to be that we should experience very, very soon. But regardless, irrespective of that, Purim is going to always be. And the question is, what's so significant about Purim, more so than all the other Yomim Tovim? Pesach's pretty great. We became a nation. Goyim Yikar of Goyet. Shavuos HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. That's what made people the book. That's who we are. And Sukkot also, the fact that it conveys the immense emuna that we had in HaKadosh Baruch Hu going into the Midbar. And yet all of those holidays are going to be done away with. There's even a discussion about Yom Kippur, whether we're going to need Yom Kippur in the future. But Purim is always going to be. The question is why. That's question number one. Question number two that we need to deal with is the following. There's a well-known Gemara in the Sechah Shabbos on Daf Peches, Amud Aleph. I remember once hearing from Rav Feiner, Rav Eitan Feiner Shlita in the Five Towns. He once, I think he quoted Rav Tzadok just to help me remember. I mean, it wasn't to me specifically, but it always helped me remember this Daf. Some dafim, it's easy to remember the page number. So, pei is 80 and ches is 8. So 8 is always the number of l'malam and ateva. We became the nation that was l'malam and ateva when we got the Torah. If you take an 8 and turn it on its side, it's infinity, right? So that's also l'malam and ateva. It's beyond, it's bli gvul. Hashem is bli gvul. His Torah is bli gvul. And it's also in the parak of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was, if not for Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest teacher of Torah in our history. So, okay, so Rav Tzadok goes on about that, but just to remember, you know, 88a is where this daf comes up, where this comes up in Shas, in Masechta Shabbos. But it tells us the following, V'yisyatzvu b'tachtis har, that we were standing at the foot of the mountain. Amar avdimi barchama barchasa, milameit shekafa kodesh baruch aleim esahar kegigis. A well-known gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted up the mountain over our heads. V'amar lehem, and he said to them, im atem mikablam ha-Torah mutav. If you accept the Torah, givalt. It's good. V'im lav, sham tehei kvurascham. And if you don't, so what? Sham, there will be your burial. Parenthetically, there are a lot of people who deal with this specific line of sham tehei kvurascham. It should have been po tehei kvurascham. So I'll just mention parenthetically, I heard from one of my rebbeim, one of my friends, Rav Yehuda Turetsky Shlita, he pointed out that we have this idea of lo bashamayim hi. That it's not in the heavens, but that there were, I forgot who he quoted, but someone darshaned. So often in life, it's the sham, it's all the over theirs. You know, sham teik v'raschem, sometimes we think, oh, if only I was there. We point to everywhere, the grass is always greener on the other side. That's eventually going to be our kilu kvura, when we don't accept where we are and recognize this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be. Okay, just a nice little parenthetical vart there. Back pocket divrei Torah, as Rav Rosner likes to say. But anyway, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifts up the Torah over, lifts up the mountain overheads and say, either accept it or you're going to be buried. Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov, Mikan Muda'a Rabba Lo Raisa. So from here, the Jewish people had a very legitimate taina. Rashi explains on the Gemara over there that what's going to be, eventually the Jewish people are going to go to Din V'Cheshbon, or Doch, they say in Hebrew, Bizman Hazeh. But we'll have a Din V'Cheshbon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, why weren't you Mekayim my Torah? Mashi kibaltem aleichem, and we say Kadosh Baruch Hu, what do you mean we were makabalit? Yeshalhem shuva, says Rashi, she kiblua ba'onis. We were coerced, we were forced into being makabal the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we didn't want to do this. Now, of course, there's the kasha that the velt that the entire world asks. We said nasa v'nishma, and there's a lot to understand. What do we say nasa v'nishma on or for? And what was the kafaleim harkigigas 4, we'll talk about that in just a moment. But let's just finish the Gemara. Again, we have this Mudar Rabba L'Oraisa. We have a legitimate claim, an encounter to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he wants to say, you know, why'd you guys mess up? We say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not on me. It's not on me, you force it on us. So Amar Rava, Afal Piking, you're right. The Gemara basically accepts that. Afal Piking, you're right. Maybe that would have been a good taina. But Hadar Kiblu Abimei Achashverosh. We re-accepted the Torah in the days of Achashverosh. Dichsiv Kimu V'Kiblu HaYehudim. Kimu Mashi Kiblu Kfar. The Jewish people re-accepted the Torah on Purim. So now, the Muda is gone. We fully accepted the Torah. And we're fully in it. The mitzvahs that we do, the good things that we do, we're going to get schar for. And the things that we mess up when we don't do the right thing, so okay, we're going to have to accept responsibility for that because we're all in right now. And we're saying, Hashem, we're in. We were makabel the Torah in the days of Achashverosh. And Rashi points out, what was it, Bimei Achashverosh? What was it that, you know, that clicked that we said, Hashem, we want in and we're doubling down? So Rashi says, Me avas hanes shena aselahem. From the amazing nes, the amazing miracle that was performed for the Jewish people, we were overwhelmed by that miracle, and we were makabel the Torah right then and there. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. So the Ramban says something amazing. Before the Ramban, I want to point out just a little bit. I said there is this well-known question. Why did we need Kaf Aleim Har Kegigis if we already said Nasa Venishma? This is something that all the Mefarshim ask. Rishonim ask this. Tosfos asks this question as well. The Maharal, in a couple different places, he said this in his Sefer Tiferes Yisrael. He writes it on his Sefer on Purim, on the Megillah, called Or Chadash. He has it in a couple other places as well. Discusses this. But he says that basically, when we were Makabel the Torah, so there was a certain, you want to call it a fire, a brand, we were overwhelmed by the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there was a concern that we might back out of our Nasa V'Nishma commitment. We said Nasa V'Nishma and it was great. But we said Hashem was concerned that we accepted the Torah on such a high. Comes along the Maharal and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to force it upon us. He lifted up the mountain above our heads and said, you need to be Mekabel the Torah. You need to be Mekabel the Torah. So much so that it was, as one of my rabbim like to call it, a shotgun wedding. Right? Either accept it or I'm going to kill you. So we said, okay, we have to accept it. But the Maharal points out, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to do this, he says amazingly, Efshir, his sharei lo nasa behechruch, meaning we weren't forced to accept the Torah, we said nasa v'nishma, and we could always back out. Rak haye efshir lekabel, ve'efshir shelo lekabel. Ulakach kaf aleim har kigigis. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced the Torah on us. Lomar shehim muchrachim lekabel haTorah. And he says like this, it was necessary. The kol davar shehu muchrach umuchuyav, ein kan hasara ubitel achar shehu muchrach. Anything that is necessary, everything that is absolutely needed, so it's created in a way, it's formed in a way that has no possibility of ever coming apart or disintegrating or anything like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us the Torah in a way in which we would never ever be separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does that work out? So says the Maharal that we learn it from a pasuk in the Torah, based on a medrash. V'lo tiyeh li'isha lo yuchal shocha kol yamav. Lo yuchal shocha kol yamav. When a man is ma'anis a woman, Rachmano Litzlan, when a guy rapes a woman, so the halacha is that he's not allowed to send her away. Now, you might say, why is the woman stuck to this guy? She can run away. But if for whatever reason she can never ever find the shidduch again, so then what's she going to do? So the Torah says that this guy has to take care of her the rest of her life, and he has to support her. My father-in-law likes to point out that this halacha is really like the way to prevent these things from happening. Anytime a guy has like a crazy thought, so he has to realize that there are immense consequences from your actions. Okay, fine, that's a separate discussion, but says the Maharal, Ukishaba HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasseis Torah al har Sinai, kaf aleim ha-har kigigis, shiikablu soraso, v'kevin shekach ha-yisro anusaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In a way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced himself upon the Jewish people in a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can never ever send us away. Ever, no matter what we do. No matter if we veer, no matter if we go off, no matter if we give up at times and say we can't do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can never say I'm done with you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu can never say forget you guys, I'm done with you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by being Kaf Aleihem Har Kegigis, he was locking in this relationship with the Jewish people. That's what the Maharal says. Fine. But then the question is like this. We have to understand, according to the Maharal, so what's the need? What's the need for Hadar V'Kiblu B'Mei Achashverosh? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu locked in already. We said Naseh V'Nishma, and we already said there could be times that we're feeling it, but maybe there's this, we have this opt-out. We said yes initially. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was concerned that we might back out at a time, so he, Kaf Aleihem Har Kegigis, so Givalt, we're locked in now. So what happened in Purim? Hadar V'Kiblu B'Mei Achashverosh? What's going on? So before we get there, I want to point out two things, two beautiful ideas. They say the same yesod, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to re-accept in Purim, in the days of Purim. First, we'll quote, trying to think how we should do this, P'siyata D'Shmaya, it'll all be clear. In the Sefer Levi Eliyahu, Rav Elia Lopian, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Levarcha, says the following idea. We'll skip his question. He basically asks what we've said already. He says, "B'maymid Har Sinai, amnon amdu b'nei Yisrael b'darga gavoa me'od." The Jewish people were on an exceedingly high level. We just witnessed the Makos, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf. We were in the Midbar. We experienced the Man, the Be'er, the Ananei Kavod. We were on such a high level. Uberikshos Kodesh Nalim Kimalache Asharis Bimarom. And we were on the door day, we were on a level of such clarity in seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, experiencing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval ha'adam b'matzavo haruchani eino kavua ba'ofen tmidi. Says Rav Lopian, there is a danger there, because a person who's attained such high, lofty levels in Ruchnius, so that doesn't always last. Emes nachon hu shebizman sha'adam omi b'matzav meromam. When a person's on that level, you don't need to show him the stick. You don't need to say, if you mess up, I'm going to pat you. There's no need for that because he's on such a lofty level. But a person's not going to be there his entire life. When a person, so to speak, comes back down from earth, they leave the cocoon of the Anane Akavod, they move away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu a little bit, they go back home, they go back wherever it may be. We're a little bit more susceptible to giving into our Yetzer Haras, to forgetting about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, putting him on the back burner a little bit. And therefore we needed that extra push. There was a need for Hadar V'Kiblu B'Mei Achashverosh. There was a need for Kaf Aleihem Har Kegigis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed us to lock in and needed us to come back on Purim. What was happening on Purim? So says the Meshech Chachma towards the end of Sefer Devarim the following. Again, getting into this idea of Kimu v'Kiblu Masha Kiblu Kfar, why did we need to re-accept the Torah during Purim? V'inyan hamudahu, this idea of our claim, our counter-argument to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kishanachnu b'hasaga ha'elyona, az hayinu yecholim l'kayim. When, again, we're on this lofty level, similar to Rav Elia Lopian, so, okay, we can be mekabel the Torah, and we're going to do it. We're not going to have any issues that we're going to need to counter-argue and make excuses for. Aval, kisha ha'anhaga elokis mistateres b'teva. But, when the hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all of a sudden hidden, when there's no more Anane HaKavod, and there's no more Man, and there's no more Be'er, az in anu yecholim lehisnaheg al piyat Torah. There are times where we sometimes disregard what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Amnon b'yimei Esther, in the days of Esther, shahashkacha haisa, misateres v'Yisrael hayu avdei achashverosh. What happened in the times of Esther? The Jewish people were mefuzer mefurad, and we began to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu a little bit. We placed him on the back burner. We were yashin amin ha-mitzvos, as the Gemara says. U'b'chol zman, masru nasham, heve kabbalah shlema. we were in a situation where we didn't see Yad Hashem very clearly. And we didn't know what was going on. And we thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu abandoned us. Before we finish the Meshech Chachma's point, I want to just reinforce it with an amazing Ramban. The Ramban in the Gemara on Shabbos says the following idea. The Ramban, and this is something a point he makes in his Perish on the Torah, says the following. V'nir li lomar, t'midchila afa pi shahayi lehem muda, even though we had this counter-argument, mikom makam, lo nasan lehem haaretz, ela kadeshi kaimu ha-Torah. He says, we were given Eretz Yisrael to fulfill the Torah. This is something that Ramban says in a couple different places in his Perish on the Chumash, that the mitzvot that we do in Chutz La'aretz are really a form of practice. And Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, the Jewish homeland, that's where our mitzvot are most real, we'll call it. I even think Rav Nevin Sal Shlita in his Perish on the Mishnah Berurah, on his commentary on the Mishnah Berurah, he writes that if a person is flying to Eretz Yisrael, this is such an amazing, amazing Torah. He says, if a Jew is flying to Eretz Yisrael, if a man is flying to Eretz Yisrael and he puts tefillin on the plane, if he lands and it's still daytime in Eretz Yisrael, he should put tefillin on again. Whoa. Kiyama mitzvos in Eretz Yisrael, it's an andarazach, they'd say. It's fundamentally different. Put tefillin on again when you get to Eretz Yisrael. So the Ramban says, the mitzvos that we have were really for Eretz Yisrael. And it says, Ve'yitin lahem arzos goyim va'oma le'umim yirashu, the pasuk in Tehillim, ba'avor yishmiru chuka v'sorosav yinsoru. We were given the land of Israel. Ba'avor yishmiru chuka v'sorosav yinsoru. So that we'll, what? We'll do, we'll keep mitzvos. We'll learn Torah. And initially, says Ramban, we did that. V'lo amru b'muda klum, ela b'miratzo nafsha me'atzman amru, kol asher diber, Hashem nasa v'nishma. The Ramban says, we were all in. There were no issues. There were no counter-arguments necessary. But what happened? Then, again, we got into life. We got into land in a, as the Netziv points out, in a way that was hanhagas hativis, meaning there was no more, again, like we said, anane kavod, man, be'er, anything like that. We were in Eretz Yisrael. We had to create an agricultural infrastructure. We had to work the land. All of a sudden, it was us. And the more involved we were, we began to forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu a little bit. And then it started to snowball. And then we were going to be sent out of the land. Kishavru al HaTorah, amad v'galu min ha'aretz. And mishagalu, only once we were kicked out of Eretz Yisrael, masru muda al hadavar. All of a sudden, we have a claim now. V'ha'ola al ruch hacham, it was, you know, we had this thought. Lo tia asher atem omrim nihyeh kagayim kimishbachos ha'aratzos l'sharis itz ve'evin. As the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin says, we were totally kicked out, and we thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, forget you guys. An Evid Shemachru Rabo, if a slave is sold by his master, Kum Yesh Lo Alav, there is no more connection between the two. They're completely severed. It was only once, after the Purim story, that we came back to Eretz Yisrael, where we makabel the Torah B'Ratzon, says the Ramban. And we weren't going to leave, and we weren't going to make any mistakes about it. V'hayezeh chaviv aleihem migu'ula shel Mitzrayim, says the Ramban at the end. The Ramban says that we went through galus. We were kicked down. We thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgot about us. Well, initially, when we went into Yisrael, everything was fine and dandy. And we were mekabel the Torah. We went in, gival, everything's good. Then things begin to deteriorate. And we get sent out. And all of a sudden, we're like, whoa, this is not what we dreamed of. This isn't what we want. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are you talking about? This was not the Torah that I accepted. Here comes Mudar Rab Lo Raisa. We have this counterclaim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I didn't accept this. And it was only through the Avas Anes, like Rashi said, that we were makabel the Torah. The Ramban says it was only through this Gilgul of Gullus and then coming back from Purim and recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there the entire time. This is what the Vilna Gaon writes in his Pirish on the Megillah, towards the very, very beginning, where he basically says the unique aspect of Purim, that it was a nes shenase bizman hagolos vahester panim, the entire nes of Purim. And we know it's a miracle, but if you read through the Megillah, nothing miraculous is actually happening. It doesn't seem like anything's happening. You have to, okay, so you know the stories, you know Malachim were involved in pushing or opening or reading or crossing out or being there at the right place at the right time. But if you just read the story, there's no mention of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, of course, you know HaMelech is Hashem, but Lamaisa, you read the words Pshat. I want Pshat right now. We don't see Yad Hashem. The Yeshua of Purim was in a time of Hester Panim. It was in a time of Gullus. It was in a time where we didn't see Yad Hashem. And this is what hit us so hard when we realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there the entire time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was never ever leaving us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't going to disassociate himself from us. That recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never ever ever forgets about us. Like we said in Eved, Shemachru Rabo, an Eved who's sold by his master, the Medrash continues over there. The Gemara, continues over there. V'isha Shigar Shabayla, Klum Yish Zeh Alzeh. A woman who's divorced by her husband, they have nothing to do with each other anymore. We thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu divorced us and he sent us into Gullus and said, forget it. You guys aren't following my ways. We're going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. You guys aren't going to be here and you're going to be persecuted. And when we went into Gullus, so we thought that was it. Through the Nes of Purim, there was an immense revelation of just how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And the Hashkacha with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was watching over us at all times, that became clear to us, dafka, in the days of Purim. And I think that's why the Lashon is that it was dafka in the Ahava Sanis. What was this Ava that we all of a sudden had? It's like a funny Lashon in Rashi. Me Ava Sanis, from our love of the Nis, Shinas Henle, that was done for us? What's Rashi saying? And there's been a ton written on this one Rashi. But I think it makes sense that dafka at a time where we thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgot about us, he's watching us this entire time. And he wasn't going to let anything happen to the Jewish people. He was there and he's watching over and he said, everything is going to work out. Says the Maharal, that's why it needed to be Kafalim Harkigis. It needed to be that this was going to endure. It had to be like this. We needed to make sure that this kesher between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always, always going to last. Now, we said at the very beginning that Purim is never, ever going to be batal. We quoted a Rambam, we quoted the Medrash and Mishlei, and it's kind of funny, there's so many other amazing holidays and there's so many things that happen throughout the... What's special, what's specific about Purim? So the Chassam Sofer writes in his drashos the following... He takes the route, like we said initially. It's not that they're going to be completely done away with. It's not that they're going to be batal legamrei and we're not going to celebrate them. Chalila lomar, ach yis batal kedavar habatal b'shishim, like we said. It'll be batal b'shishim. Hachanami, kol nisei hamodos yu b'telim b'shishim, kenege nisim gedolam asher techazena einenu b'mehera b'yameinu. All the Nisim that we're going to experience in the Gula Shlema are going to make everything that we have experienced as a nation just like a drop in the bucket. But says the Chassam Sofer, Chutz Minei Shel Purim, Shelo Yisbatel, DeGodol MeHanisim Shelo Asid Lavo. Whoa. Says the Chassam Sofer something amazing. No matter how great the Nisim will be, Lo Asid Lavo, and we should experience it so soon, the Nes of Purim is even greater. Why is the Nes of Purim greater? So I think, Lefi, what we're saying is at a time where we felt totally, totally disconnected and totally separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us away, we realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what was going on, always loves us. And He wasn't going to forget about us. And He wants to stay connected to us. That's why the Maharal says that there needed to be this Kfiyah by Har Sinai. Rav David Cohen in his Sefer Yemei Purim points out the following: She'inyana shel hakfiyah haya lekvoa chibor hachreichi bein Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'Yisrael al yidei haTorah. Necessarily, so our connection, our necessary, needed connection between us and Hakadosh Baruch Hu happened al yidei Torah lifol chibor she'in lo silik v'hasara she'akayim b'chol adoros. Our relationship with Hakadosh Baruch Hu had to be Mukhrach, it had to be necessary, but says Rav David Cohen beautifully, that this was revealed to us by Yeshua Sapurim, meaning Dafka through Purim. The relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't based on how we were when we left Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the door day where we were on such a high level and HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us because we were mamish like Malachim by Matan Torah. No, it had nothing to do with that. Elachibor olami b'chol ha-matzavim. The connection, the relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is based on an avas etzem that we have. She'ein lo siluk v'asar, you can never ever do that. The connection that a parent and a child have is inseparable. She'rei ro b'yishua saporim she'gam b'zman hester ponim lo azav osanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yadu netuya aleinu lo hoshienu. That even in a time of hester ponim, even at a time where it looks bleak, even at a time where there are pogroms, even where there are times where there are terrible things happening to the Jewish people, we see Dafka in Purim, this connection, this dveikus, this kesher, is a kesher hachrechi. It's a kesher that can never, ever, ever be severed. This happened through Matan Torah. And on Purim, it's a time where we re-accept the Torah. The Maharal writes in another place, just an awesome line. It's the same Yisod. But he explains why Dafka Purim is different than all the other Moadim. And he says all the other Moadim convey a certain connection. Moed is a lashon of Yi'ud and Chibor. There's a destination, there's a connection there. But he says something so amazing. At every single Yomtiv, we give something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're offering something. Aval Purim shu mora al chibur utvekis hagamor. Davar ze lo yeh batal. That'll never, ever be severed. Purim is a time where we recognize that no matter what's going on in our lives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. This is a yisod that we've spoken about in the past, and it comes up in several of the Sifri Machshava. That's why Purim, which seems like a day that's kulo lachem, like we said last week. That it seems like it's completely gashmi. We're doing things for ourselves, and there's suda, and there's drinking, and there's dressing up, and it's a day of party, basically. All of that is saying that it doesn't matter what we do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us no matter what. No matter what we do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And that's the yisod of Purim. To recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us no matter what's going on. And we realize that by re-accepting the Torah. And we're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to re-accept the Torah. There was a re-acceptance, Hadar Kibbulah B'mei Achashverosh. And I think, for us, we need to have a new Kabbalah Satorah, not just on Shavuos, but also on Purim. To think HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Maharal says, in a couple different places, where were we Mekabal the Torah? Where do you see that we were Mekabal the Torah? Hadar Kibbulah B'mei Achashverosh is very nice, but where was the Kabbalah Satorah? So says the Maharal, well, there was a new mitzvah. The Gemara discusses that nothing was ever added to the Torah. Chutz mi Megillas Esther, we have this new mitzvah midrabanan to do mikra Megillah. Says the Maharal, if you're adding on a dirabanan, what does that presuppose? That you're mekabel all the other daraisas first. You wouldn't add on more dirabanans if you're not holding by the daraisas. So says the Maharal, the fact that we're mekabel a new dirabanan shows that we're mekabel the entire Torah. So libi omerli. That we have to re-accept the Torah also. That doesn't mean that we create new derabanans for us. But it means what area in our Avodas Hashem can we double down in? What could we do a little bit new? How can we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're going to be mekabel the Torah again this Purim? And when we do that, we're reminding ourselves of the inseparable connection and relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is the very core of Purim. That's the background for everything going on in the day, that relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll hold it here for tonight. And Mirtz Hashem, next week, we will continue with Inyanei Shabbos Zachar and Amalek.